This is the Texas Standard on this Thursday, June 29th, 2017. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. A story unfolding right now at airports in big cities across Texas and around the country. Part of the president's new travel ban taking effect. Dallas-based attorney Chris Hamilton's keeping a close watch on how this is being implemented. He's a partner at Stanley Hamilton LLP and president of Lawyers for America Foundation. Mr. Hamilton, thanks for speaking with the Standard.
Thanks for having me.
I understand that back in January, when President Trump signed that first executive order, the initial travel ban, you decided to hightail it down to DFW. What happened that day?
Well, what we ended up seeing at the airport was there were literally dozens of people that were detained and stuck inside the airport, folks who had visas, legal permanent residents, some folks who'd actually foreign nationals who had served for the U.S. Army, that were on planes when the order was issued, had rights to enter the country, and ended up being detained, trapped inside the airport.
Yeah, I think everyone remembers some of those images from across the U.S., those pictures from JFK and elsewhere. A whole lot of confusion. What about this time?
Well, the revised version of the travel ban, as narrowed by the Supreme Court, is, while in my view still discriminatory in nature, is procedurally completely different. This time, the revised order only impacts people who do not have visas. So whereas the prior order was being enforced once people got into the country,
right,
the revised order is only going to affect people who have no legal right to enter the country. And so those determinations will be made at an embassy or some location in a foreign country instead of inside customs once somebody's already arrived.
So today you don't actually have to go down to the airport and try to work your way to people who are trying to filter past customs.
Well, assuming that the rules are followed and the Supreme Court's ruling is followed, there should not be people detained inside U.S. airports under this order. Mm-hmm. We are monitoring the situation. We don't expect to have the staffing needs that we did last time, but we have Lawyers for America Foundation has set up a hotline for anyone who has had a loved one detained inside of DFW airport for longer than 3 hours from one of the affected countries. And so we're going to monitor the situation, but if the rules are followed, we shouldn't see what we saw last time.
You mentioned the hotline, and I want to tell listeners, grab a pen and pencil. We'll try to get that hotline up in just a moment. We'll ask you what that is. As a practical matter, though, Chris, I'm trying to understand what happens, because surely if there were to be a problem there at the airports, you couldn't just go into that waiting room, I would imagine, because that's, there's a lot of security at the airport. What do you do as a practical matter if someone were to call you and say, help?
Well, in the past, what we have done is we were retained by family members or the sponsor friends of folks who were detained inside of the airport. We were denied access to the individuals detained, which we think raised some serious constitutional concerns. But what we ended up doing as necessary was filing writs of habeas corpus in federal court on behalf of the detained individuals, including a couple of significant notable cases. And so we didn't have access. The only way that we could find out who was detained last time was family members who were waiting on people that never came out. And so that's why we've set up this hotline for family members or sponsors of anyone who's entering a country from one of the affected countries and who is detained for longer than 3 hours.
Okay, so the hotline number is 469-249-3065. That's 469-249-3065. And is this good just in the Dallas area? Is that right, Chris?
Yes, this is for DFW Airport. Folks are welcome to call that number if they have a loved one or a friend that they're sponsoring that is detained inside of DFW Airport.
Is this being done pro bono?
Yes.
Chris Hamilton is a partner at Stanley Hamilton LLP, president of Lawyers for America Foundation. Mr. Hamilton, thanks for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.